The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
Today's episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Today's episode is brought to you by Visible. The future of wireless is here, and it's transparent. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 a month, every month, taxes and fees included. No hidden fees, no surprises, no, really.
What are you waiting for? Get with the times and switch to Visible at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan for data management practices and additional terms, visit visible.com.
Welcome to Stuff to Blow Your Mind from HowStuffWorks.com.
Hey, welcome to Stuff to Blow Your Mind. My name is Robert Lamb.
And I'm Julie Douglas.
Julie, it's Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of issues that one needs to be familiar with. You know, you need to be careful out there as you go trick-or-treating. Be careful of the cars that are driving around if you're driving. Be careful of trick-or-treaters. And, of course, be careful of the walking dead, particularly the ancient Egyptian mummies that may stir to life in their very museums throughout the world and then start walking the streets because they tend to be understandably pissed off.
Before we go to the undead roaming around us, I do want to point out, do not eat those popcorn balls or candied apples.
Oh.
All right, folks, if it's not prepackaged, don't put it in your mouth.
Because it might have a spider in it?
Well, there have been razor blades showing up and stuff like this. People are,
really?
People are
for
nutty.
Real?
Yeah.
Oh.
All right, but let's get to the real threat here, because that's just sort of a sidebar. Let's talk about the undead.
Yes. So, the ongoing mummy crisis. Most of you are familiar with this. You've caught word of it on NPR or what have you. So you have these dried up bodies that were once the honored dead of ancient Egypt, specially prepared for a journey into the afterlife. And you can imagine they're thinking, you know, when they lay down for their final rest, they think they're going to wake up in Sekhet Aru, the fields of rushes. They're going to be on this, they go on this fabulous journey into the afterlife where they have all these magical powers and they can sort of warp the world to their desires. But instead, they're waking up in like a Baltimore museum or in some German grandfather's attic, and they're upset.
They're in plexiglass. People are taking pictures of them.
Yeah. So, what's happening here? Why are the ancient Egyptian mummies coming back to life? Well, to understand this, we have to talk about something that exists not only in the unnatural world of the Walking Dead, but in the natural world of actual organisms. And that, of course, is anhydrobiosis.
That's right. Before we get to anhydrobiosis, let me just mention, though, that the way that mummies were prepared really has a lot to do with this, with the way that they were sort of reconstituted and as we know it. When we look at the Egyptian mummification process, it's a pretty amazing thing that they did, given that none of this was written down as far as we know. But we do know that after the lights were sort of shut out in the brain, that the Egyptians would actually remove all internal organs from the body, sometimes keeping the heart intact. And then the body was salted for 30 days in order to remove the moisture from the body. And then they had all sorts of perfumed oils and resins put on their skin, and they were wrapped several times. If they were super fancy royal people, then they got the sarcophagus, or they got, you know, some sort of painted face. So just keep that in mind when we talk about this idea of anhidrobiosis in some of the mummies that we see out there on the street.
Yes. Anhidrobiosis means life without water, and it is a state of actual suspended animation in a dry, metabolic condition. In other words, the specimen survives without water and without undergoing metamorphosis for an extended period of time.
Now, we can look at the year 1702, the father of microbiology, Anthony van Leeuwenhoek, who discovered that when dry and lifeless dust, or what looked to be lifeless dust, from a gutter roof was rehydrated with clean water, small, as he calls it, animalcules became active within an hour, variously adhering to the glass, sometimes creeping along it, and sometimes swimming about. So those were some of our first cues about this process.
Yeah, and we see various examples of this in the natural world. For instance, if you've ever ordered a pack of sea monkeys, you've seen this. Now, sea monkeys will not last in a package for 10,000 years, but there are other animals and organisms and plants out there that do stretch the limit a little further. For instance, there are the so-called resurrection plants. Sometimes they go by the name resurrection plant, rose of Jericho, sempre viva, meaning everlasting. And they are especially good at anhidrobiosis. They enter a dry, dormant state between rain seasons that may last years. And elsewhere in the plant kingdom, we've seen lotus seeds that have germinated successfully after a millennium in the dust.
Yeah, that's what's so amazing about these resurrection plants, is that they could go for, you know, years and years and years. And when it finally rains, then they sort of flower out, and they absorb all of that rain. So it is this rehydration process that's amazing to me. And then we have nematode worms.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, nematode worms are also capable of this. And actually, a number of multicellular animals are known to bounce back after this extended period of dryness. Also, our friends the water bears, which we...
Tardigrades.
Yes.
I love these guys. They're about a millimeter long. They're arthropods, and they're found usually in moist places like moss and lichen, but they can survive anywhere.
Yeah, and we will definitely come back and do a full episode on water bears at some point in the future. Because they're just too cool.
Yeah, they can withstand temperatures ranging from nearly absolute zero to above the boiling point of water. They can hold up to massive doses of radiation, as NASA has found out, over a century without food or water, and they can even exist in the vacuum of space.
And to top it all off, they're kind of cute. They're kind of cuddly looking. They don't really quite look like a bear. I guess they look as much like a bear as anything on that scale is going to look like a bear.
Yeah, they're just chubby little cute things. And they also have the awesomeness of anhidrobiosis.
All right, so I know what you're saying. Well, those are plants. Those are some tiny animals. But what about the human body? Is there any science, any natural world science, that can explain the unnatural resurrection of a dried out mummy? Well, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we will discuss just that. Shout out to Astapro for sponsoring this episode and providing us with free samples.
Rob, as the local host with allergies here, they sent you some of their nasal spray to treat your allergies. What was your experience like?
Yeah, that's right. I always wrestle with the pollen a bit when it rolls in during the spring. So they sent me the little nasal spray. I tried out the product, and yeah, it sure did help me get on top of my symptoms for the day. And it's so fast acting, it was already kicking in before I left the house.
Astapro is a first-of-its-kind nasal allergy spray. It's the fastest 24-hour over-the-counter allergy spray. It starts working in 30 minutes, while other allergy sprays take hours. Astapro is the first and only 24-hour steroid-free allergy spray. Astapro delivers full prescription-strength indoor and outdoor allergy relief from nasal congestion, runny and itchy nose, and sneezing.
Get fast-acting nasal allergy symptom relief with Astapro. Go to astaproallergy.com for a discount so you can get Astapro and go today. Astepro allergy.com. Astapro and go. Use as directed for relief of nasal congestion, runny nose, sneezing, and itchy nose due to allergies.
Today's episode is brought to you by eBay. eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then, through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles in a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Today's episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Klass as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast from Ruby Studio in partnership with Intel. Explore the future of technology that's rapidly evolving our world today with the help of AI. There's still so much work and research needed to fully understand the power and potential of AI, and Intel is at the forefront of implementing AI in revolutionary technology that's changing the world we live in for the better. In each episode, Graham interviews the minds transforming medicine and healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more while pioneering new uses for AI in these spaces. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Today's episode is brought to you by Visible. If you haven't heard of Visible, now you have. They're the wireless carrier that's making wireless visible. It's in the name. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 a month, every month, taxes and fees included. Having a one-line plan means you only need you to save. No estranged roommates, exes, cousins twice removed, or AI-powered humanoid robots needed. And because $25 a month really means $25 a month, you can call, text, stream, whatever, as much as you want without worrying about getting dinged at the end of the month.
No hidden fees, no surprises. No, really. It's like the old saying goes, you can't judge a book by its cover, but you can judge a company by its name. So spread the word. Tell all your friends there's a wireless company out there with transparency in their name, and they're called Visible. Start saving on wireless today at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan for data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Okay, we're back, and we are talking about whether or not those mummies that we're seeing in news footage, if they are just walking around because of anhydrobiosis, or if it's some sort of DARPA experiment gone wrong.
Yeah, it's the thing about humans and anhydrobiosis. The reason that our examples involved very small animals and plant tissue is because there's a great deal of desiccation damage that it can occur to a tissue mm-hmm. when it's dried out, even if it's, you know, expertly dried out. So that even it's not just a simple matter of take away water and then add water back.
Mm-hmm.
There are a number of other things that have to be in play for that to be possible.
That's right. There's a paper called Anhydrobiotic Potential in Man, Implications in Medicine, which was published in Medical Hypotheses by Pereira and Lopez Sendes.
Yes, Brazilian researchers who believe that anhydrobiosis is potentially an area that we might exploit in order to preserve tissues.
Mm-hmm.
You can get really sci-fi about it and imagine mummies being sent to other planets to colonize it and build space pyramids. But for the most part, they're interested in terms of we have donor organs. What mm-hmm. if you could dry those out,
right.
store those in this dry setting, and then add water and implant them as needed.
Now, yeah, this is their idea behind all this, that mammals and humans have a cryptic anhydrobiotic ability, which they say has not been discovered yet because of an unknown specific preconditioning stage that is necessary. They're saying it's there, we just haven't discovered it, and if we can, then it could be a huge boon to the way that we operate on a medical level. Now, research blogger Aiden Orston has called out a few problems with this hypothesis. So that might make you feel a little bit better about the mummies you see on the street. I don't know. He says, first, anhydrobiotic survival is advantageous only if a species lives in a habitat that is periodically desiccated, meaning dehydrated, and if the species has no means of surviving the dry period. So he says, with a few exceptions, anhydrobiosis is normally seen in microscopic animals, and he says larger animals, especially us humans, can deal with the drying of our habitats by migrating to a wetter habitat or preventing body loss from or preventing water loss from their bodies. The second problem, he says, is that it's really unlikely that the ability to survive in anhydrobiosis will be retained if there's no need for it.
Yeah, like why keep that special feature around in an organism if there's no benefit to it?
Right, that's exactly. He was saying if a trait becomes unnecessary, it may persist, be lost, or become a vestige. But really, there's probably not this ability to reconstitute our organs.
Unless there's magic involved, which is probably the case with these mummies. So what's happening here, you know, they're roaming the street, they're forcibly removing our brains with coat hangers in some cases, and we can only assume that what's happening is atmospheric moisture raises them from their slumber in search of life-giving water and, you know, a little BCE-style vengeance.
So you think it's equal parts reconstitution with the mummy's curse? They're trying to avenge the people who have put them in plexiglass and stared at them?
Yeah, because they're not supposed to be waking up in a Baltimore museum or a German attic. They're supposed to be waking up in the afterlife, or at least wake up in their tombs with all their stuff still there, but they're on the other side of the globe.
You're right.
You know, it's upsetting, and the violence is understandable.
Particularly the Egyptian mummies, right? Because they really bought into this idea of the afterlife as a beautiful thing, not necessarily a scary thing like we do more in our modern-day accounts of the afterlife.
Yeah. All right, well, let's move on to another organism that you may encounter this Halloween, another creature of the unnatural world that we can discuss with examples from the natural world, and that, of course, is the troll. Now, you originate from Michigan, from the northern United States.
Yes.
Do you have trolls in Michigan?
Mm. Well, not that I know of, but I have to rethink some of the terrain because I was looking at Oslo-born folklorist Lise Lung Larsen, who lives in Minnesota, and she's the author of The Troll with No Heart in His Body. And she says that troll remains are found all over the place in Minnesota, which makes me really want to go back to Michigan and check this out. She says that if you look at piles of rocks, that could be burst trolls, and we'll talk more about that. Gnarled tree roots are especially prevalent, and those are ancient trolls. And then strange land formations, that could be actually the supine troll body. So you could actually see perhaps some of the vertebra of that troll worked into the landscape. She says they're everywhere. We're just not looking for them.
Well, yeah, it makes me want to go on like the troll tour of Minnesota. Yeah.
If anybody is listening in Minnesota and you guys need a boost there in your tourism, you got to do that.
Yeah, get on it.
Yeah.
All right, so trolls are interesting organisms. We start looking at the different tales that inform us about them. For instance, you know, we're all familiar with sort of the idea of a grotesque, hulking troll, this monstrous, ogre-like beast. But did you know that according to some accounts, the troll wives are sometimes beautiful redheads?
I've heard about this. In fact, I think that you did a blog post about this warning people of this, and you actually had a reference picture of Christina Hendricks.
Yes, she might be a troll wife. You know, she looks beautiful. She looks human.
She's got the red hair.
Right. But if you approach her, then a large male troll might attack you.
You know what I love about this trope is that it perfectly plays into the old trope of the hooker with the John and the pimp.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, you lure in a customer. And then the customer's wallet gets stolen. It's sort of the same thing with these trolls.
Yeah, and if we're to try and understand this scenario, because ultimately we're talking about another species in which one gender of the species looks like a gender of our species. That it seems kind of crazy, but we see similar situations in the natural world, and we call it aggressive mimicry. Not unlike that practiced by female Photinus fireflies. They mimic the mating dances of Photinus ignitus fireflies, and they lure them in and then devour them. So the female troll may appear as a beautiful woman as a means of attracting male humans, which their menfolk then, you know, brutalize and or eat.
Yeah, and now a less aggressive act, of course, you can look at the viceroy butterflies, mm-hmm. which actually mimic the same color and patterning of the monarch butterflies, which are toxic. Of course, we don't have any luring in here, but you see all these examples in nature where creatures can sort of morph a little bit, or they can mimic in order to either survive or attack.
Yeah, the African swallowtail butterfly actually has like several different female morphs that exist within the species. There's some that look like another butterfly species. There are some that look more like that are more masculine in appearance. I think in all told, there are 14 different varieties of morphs in that particular species. It's pretty amazing.
It really is. Yeah. I mean, can you imagine being able to morph into something like 14 different looks for yourself?
Yeah, there. Yeah, 14 different varieties of female, like morphologically distinct. It's pretty crazy. But in the insect world, you quickly find that what seems crazy in the human world, something that is the stuff of folk tales in the human world, is mm-hmm. just everyday life in the insect world.
Right, and it makes that troll, the female troll masquerading as Christina Hendricks, seem really sort of like pretty, you know, 101 in comparison. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and when we get back, we're going to talk about the Troll Hunter 2010 documentary.
Today's episode is brought to you by eBay. eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential, and then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Today's episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Klass as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast from Ruby Studio in partnership with Intel. Explore the future of technology that's rapidly evolving our world today with the help of AI. There's still so much work and research needed to fully understand the power and potential of AI, and Intel is at the forefront of implementing AI in revolutionary technology that's changing the world we live in for the better. In each episode, Graham interviews the minds transforming medicine and healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more while pioneering new uses for AI in these spaces. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Today's episode is brought to you by Visible. If you haven't heard of Visible, now you have. They're the wireless carrier that's making wireless visible. It's in the name. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 a month, every month, taxes and fees included. Having a one-line plan means you only need you to save. No estranged roommates, exes, cousins twice removed, or AI-powered humanoid robots needed. And because $25 a month really means $25 a month, you can call, text, stream, whatever, as much as you want without worrying about getting dinged at the end of the month.
No hidden fees, no surprises. No, really. It's like the old saying goes, you can't judge a book by its cover, but you can judge a company by its name. So spread the word. Tell all your friends there's a wireless company out there with transparency in their name, and they're called Visible. Start saving on wireless today at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan for data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Hey, we're back. So we're talking about trolls. We're talking about ways that we can look to the natural world to understand denizens of the unnatural world. And so with trolls, you probably, you know, most people are not that familiar with the whole troll wife situation, but far more likely you know that sunlight will turn them to stone.
Yeah, these are subterranean creatures. They cannot be out in daylight. There are a couple of different theories that were put forward, and we have seen some of the effects of them actually exposed to light in, I say, the documentary Troll Hunter from 2010. And this was dealing with the Norwegian trolls, the Jotners, the Ringelfinches, and the Tosser Lad, as well as the Mountain Kings.
Yeah, according to the film, the nocturnal troll cannot convert vitamin D, which you know, most of us in the daylit world receive from sunlight. They can't convert that into calcium. So when the troll absorbs vitamin D from direct sunlight or UV rays, their bodies rapidly suffer from acute vitamin D toxicity, or we also call this hypervitaminosis D.
And we see this in humans, right?
Yeah, this is in the natural world. This is an actual real thing. The causes are typically you're looking at an excess of vitamin D that abnormally boosts levels of calcium in the blood. It can severely damage bones, soft tissues, and kidneys over time. And it's almost always caused by forms of vitamin D that need a doctor's prescription. So generally what's happening is you're taking too much vitamin D as a supplement, and then you're experiencing stuff like these symptoms, but also constipation, decreased appetite, etc. And generally the way you fix it is you stop taking all that extra vitamin D.
Now, we don't know about the constipation in trolls, but we do know that in younger trolls, the excess vitamin D causes an intense and painful buildup for gas in its stomach and veins, and this results in a full body fragmentation.
Yeah, in other words, they explode.
Yeah.
Exploding troll all over the place. Now, in the older trolls, though, according to Troll Hunter, the veins are too constricted. They cause the expansion to occur in the creature's bones. And this reaction causes the creature's entire body to calcify, to turn into stone, to use the language of folklore.
Yes. Now, this is all good and well, but they are roaming among us, so it's something to look out for, especially the Christina Hendricks of them.
Yeah, watch out for the troll wives. And you know, you mentioned wife swap. I wonder if I know they have wife swap as a TV show. They have celebrity wife swap. Have they considered troll wife swap as a television show?
Well, I'm sure you've seen some of the buzz on the internet that there's been some theories put forth that there have been troll wives on there already. We just didn't know it because, again, of their aggressive mimicry.
Ah, well, that's going to make my rewatching of those series all the more interesting now.
Yeah. So, you know, you got your mummy friends out there. We should treat them kindly because, again, they didn't want to be something that we just gawked at in museums or, as you say, in German attics. And we have learned a lot from mummies. I mean, we've been able to look at their DNA and look at disease. We've been able to even look at their diets. You know, so they've given us a lot. We need to give them a hand back.
Yeah, they are gifts to science and gifts to archaeology, even as they sometimes strangle archaeologists and scientists.
Trolls, on the other hand, as we know, just on the internet, they're there to be avoided. They're not giving us much.
Yeah, I don't know why so many of them have internet connections. I mean, because they're under bridges, even like if they're using wireless, it's got to disrupt their signal a bit.
I, you know, these are things that we should probably look at certain corporations and begin to ask them questions about why they're able to have access.
Yes.
Right?
Why are you granting internet access to trolls, to nocturnal monsters?
Mm-hmm. I think there's something that we could uncover
here. They're probably sending the wives into the store to get them. That's my bet. That's the other perk of that kind of mimicry, is you can use the wife that appears human to infiltrate human systems.
Wow. This is, yeah, I mean, I think I'm telling you, I was about to say, as a woman, I would never say, don't trust another woman, but I'm going to look twice the next time that I exit that office door and I look at my female coworkers, because possibly they could be exhibiting this aggressive mimicry.
Yes.
Louder milk.
All right. Well, there you go. Couple of unnatural creatures that we are looking at through the guise of natural science. So let us know what you think about all that, particularly trolls, particularly mummies and the possible science behind them as explored in various bits of media. We'd love to hear from you. And certainly we hope everyone out there has a happy Halloween. If you want to check out other Halloween-related stuff that we've put out, and we tend to put out Halloween-related stuff all year long. That's just how we do it. You can go to stufftoblowyourmind.com. That's our mothership. You can also go to various social media outlets, including Facebook, Twitter, and Tumblr.
And you can always get in touch with us, and you can do so by sending us an email at blowthemind@discovery.com.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit howstuffworks.com.
Today's episode is brought to you by Visible. The future of wireless is here, and it's transparent. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 a month, every month, taxes and fees included. No hidden fees, no surprises, no, really.
What are you waiting for? Get with the times and switch to Visible at visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit visible.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Roger that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.